So, J. Krishnamurti, two things that strike me very hard is thought is just memory. And memory is knowledge. And they are all garbage, so to speak.
Yes. If you can see with your true mind, that is what it is. Well, what is thought? Respond to memory. And what is memory? Krishnamurti is like the dead leaf. You know what is a dead leaf? Already of the past. And see, you somehow go and hold it for what? So memory is thought is actually from that memory. Respond to memory. And memory is what you accumulate every moment as well. That's why it's the past. It's knowledge inside that. It's not wisdom. You cannot act with that. You cannot use that to live life, especially psychological memory. But mechanical memory, no problem. Krishnamurti said. That's why he was the one that can differentiate between these and identify it. But the Buddha used a different teaching. He called this the wrong thought, the evil roots. Greed, hatred, and so this way of expanding it out is very good because only psychological memory has the evil root as well. Mechanical memory, no evil root one. We have no mental intention, no thought involved as well. It's like your name, where you live, how you sign your checkbook as well. Then who are your wife, your parents, your children. All these are mechanical memory, no emotion involved. So this one, you can use your thought. But when it comes to emotional thing, when it comes to living life with a mundane emotion, that one you use thought to analyze, you sure did one. Because the thought is limited to the content it holds, to the knowledge it holds. And this one is rigid. Whereas wisdom is to understand the totality, the movement. And because this world is a dependent originating world, everything is in a state of flux and so. When condition cease or change, then it change. That's why it's not rigid one. You cannot say one size fit all. Everybody wear this size of trouser. Where got such thing one? Like they say, the best way to bring up a child, it cannot be one size fit all. Well, every child is different, and so. Their talent, their past, their upbringing. Unless you have this type of understanding, you cannot come out with a single rigid way of like everybody do like that. No such thing. That's why everybody is different. So Dhamma is a living one. It's dependent on condition it manifests. So without this wisdom, you cannot deal with life. That's why that knowledge that people store, the duality created by thought and how thought divide create problem for the living being when it comes to psychological memory, when it comes to the mental emotion. So see the difference. Then you will know how to use thought. The other thing I forgot to share with you all is, but in the book it's written, thought is like money, understand? Neither good or evil. Whether it's good or evil depends on the user. The person who know how to use money for the good of the many, that money become wholesome. And you develop a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of merits. Like you use it for generosity, help people, and maybe build infrastructure, spin off the economy. But if that person is evil, they will abuse the money through corrupt practices, through hiring assassins to kill, to overthrow government, all that. So money become evil if you are the user is evil. So our thought is the same, neither good or evil. But in the teaching, he say you must avoid all the wrong thought. Only develop the right thought. Why did the Buddha say? Because the user of thought is very important. Understand? If the user don't have wisdom, thought become evil. Understand? That's why he say must have right thought means you must develop the wisdom to recognize what constitute right thought. Thought that have the, thought that doesn't have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. These are pure, beautiful, virtuous thought. So from there, you develop the understanding. That's why Krishnamurti, he understands, he uses his own word to describe. Then the Buddha has a very, very well developed. We call it a way of sharing and teaching. That is the Dhamma way. And the Dhamma way to me is very clear, very systematic, and it links all the nature's law that governs life and existence, and also take you to beyond the existential world, beyond thought, beyond mind, to understand the unconditioned. So unless you have the understanding of the unconditioned and the conditioned world, and they are very different, you cannot live life. That's why memory cannot understand the unconditioned. Your memory comes from thought, understand? It's within the field of thought. It is limited. And thought divide and create a lot of havoc. And living being, egoic, sakaya ditti, trapped inside there. Very good, sadhu. Eh?